15:31 to play here at Stroh Center as we get back to action. Dave DiNatale, Kirk Cowan with you. Bowling Green leading Wright State 41-38. Now, the good news here, Casey, Falcon offense seems to have kind of found a bit of a rhythm here in the first 5 minutes.
Yep.
Bad news is they're still having issues defensively, both kind of getting back on defense and defending the perimeter.
Exactly. Right now, I don't know if it's because now we're trying to pay so much attention to the jump shooting factor of Wright State that now we're allowing them to get to the basket. I know we wanted them to drive but not get all the way to the basket, at least stop them, have them shoot a contested shot. Now they're just getting too close to the basket before the defense is there.
Steven Davis, who's been in foul trouble most of the game, hits his first free throw, 41-39. Wright State trailing the Falcons by a deuce. As the sophomore from Indianapolis tries to complete the pair of free throws. And he misses off the front end. The rebound to Dickerson. Bowling Green stays on top by two, and that also means Michael Corena is going to have to wait at the scorer's table a little longer. He was set to replace Davis after the free throws. Denny has it left side for Bowling Green. BG 41, Wright State 39 with 15:15 to go here in the second half. Javon Clark is in there for the Falcons. He's got the ball right wing, gets it Dickerson, hits the jumper from the right baseline. As Delvin Dickerson off the bench with a couple of field goals here in the second half, and BG leads by four. 43-39. Thomason will rotate it to Evans, right corner for Wright State. Thomason gets it back. Over to Arsenal, three, left corner, in and out. Offensive rebound, Davis able to outreach Dickerson for the ball, and Wright State maintains possession. Thomason along the left side, whistle, and a foul on Bowling Green. Not much contact there, but apparently enough for Spence Parker to get called for the foul. It was Parker's second foul, and the third on BG. And more subs. Kept Joseph back in for BG.
Wow, this is probably one of the smallest lineups the Falcons can put on the court.
They've got Clark.
Four guards and one big.
Denny, Clark, Joseph, all in there, along with Austin.
Yeah.
And the travel against Wright State. And then you got Holmes at center.
Yeah.
I mean, just think you've got four point guards.
Three-point guard, a shooting guard, and a center, or a forward, to be honest.
Let's see. You know, hey, this is part of November basketball, right?
Exactly. Let's see what you can do. What can you do in certain situations? Because you never know.
Austin will have it, looking for a screen from Holmes. Dribbles left side, feeds to Joseph, fakes the three, steps in right elbow, leans it into Holmes, and draws contact and a foul on a Wright State. Well, it didn't have impact their ability to get the ball to Rashawn.
No,
certainly there.
It did not. And, you know, that's the good thing about having four guys that's able to pass the basketball like that. Good job, good decision right there by Joseph.
Fallon Hopkins is his second for Wright State. Now that's three team fouls. So we'll do it again as Joseph will inbound it between the circles to Holmes. Jovan Austin has it there. Looks, finds Denny left wing. Then he goes back over to Austin with 24 seconds to shoot. Left corner, Denny. Zach leans in. Pulls up for a 17-foot jumper. It's no good. And the rebound to Thomason for Wright State. 43-39, BG by four. Hopkins to Arsenal on the left wing for the Raiders. Left corner, Hopkins. Back to Arsenal for three. Nope. Rebound, Rashawn Holmes. But Rashawn got the rebound. He also went over the back of Michael Corena. And that's going to be Rashawn Holmes's first foul.
And right there, Rashawn got caught on the bad side. He needs to be on the inside, being at the defensive end, not being boxed out.
Fourth team foul on Bowling Green. Wright State will inbound as Hopkins has it at the foul line. Hopkins feeds Arsenal. He'll drive, and his shot affected by the Falcons, and the rebound comes down to Holmes. Zach Denny did a good job closing in there, and BG takes possession, leading 43-39 with 13:30 to go in the game. Austin, right corner, Clark for three, in and out, rebound, Zach Denny's got it. Zach Denny puts it up and in. Denny with the offensive rebound and the putback. He's got a team-high 12 points, 45-39 Bowling Green.
And right there, good job of Zach Denny hitting the offensive boards, not giving up on the play.
Hopkins around Denny on that right baseline. Zach comes over to help, but in his help defense also commits a foul.
no need to reach in right there. He's basically trapped amongst four Falcons with Rashawn Holmes being the big right there.
Yeah. Right along the sideline.
Exactly.
You had him.
You bailed him out.
That is team foul number 5 against the Falcons. And Hopkins is going to shoot 2. His free throw up and in. Rashawn Hopkins has 9 points now, 7 here in the second half, 45-40 Falcons, as Delvin Dickerson returns. Second shot, Hopkins, good as well. 45-41 Bowling Green with a 4-point edge. As we approach 13 minutes to go here at Stroh Center. Well, Austin got hip-checked a little bit, no call. Ball goes into Holmes. Holmes on the right block. Backs it on Davis. To the basket, no, but draws the foul, and Rashawn will go to the free throw line. That was a good-looking drop step there from Rashawn.
Yeah, you're right, but the thing about what I don't like what Rashawn's doing right now, he's catching the ball, and he's holding on to it.
Waiting.
Exactly, allowing the defense to set. So if they want to come down and trap or just set to see what he's going to do, he's giving them plenty of time. He needs to catch the ball, make good, quick moves. But we'll take it because he did get fouled.
Yes. Yeah, I won't complain about that, but he misses the free throw. So Rashawn still with 6 points, and it remains for the moment 45-41. Wright State now with 4 team fouls. That was the second on Roderick Davis. A senior from Lockport, Illinois, Rashawn Holmes. Takes a couple dribbles, puts it up, and got that one to fall. So give Holmes 7, 46-41, Falcons by 5. As Howell will walk it up for the Raiders. Finds Evans. Evans to Thomason, left wing. Hopkins comes out against Austin. Finds Howell. Thought about a 3. Flips to Evans for an open 3. Good decision. Hits the 3 in the left corner. Grant Evans with his second triple of the game. He's got 8 points. 46-44. Falcons by a deuce. Here's Rashawn Holmes. I don't know if he necessarily was looking for Clark in the corner, but found him. Over to Austin at the foul line. Back to Clark, left wing. Javon finds Holmes. Shot from the left baseline is short, and the rebound comes out to Thomason. Wright State can tie or grab the lead on this trip. Here's Thomason. Left wing, Howell thought about a 3. Goes to Evans, left corner. Dribbles, shoots from inside the arc, misses it, and Zach Denny grabs the rebound for the Falcons. Denny gives it over to Javon Austin. Falcons 46, Raiders 44. We're under 12 minutes to go in the game. Dickerson to Austin. Shot clock nearing 20. Zach Denny has it left corner. He'll rotate it up top, Austin. Shot clock at 16 now. Javon Austin dribbles to his right. Near the sideline, Javon Clark. Shot clock at 9. Here's Clark to Denny. Left corner, 3. Got it! Zach Denny with 15 points. And the Falcons lead 49-44. As we approach 11 minutes to go.
Hey, right there, good basketball and good decision by Javon Clark. Penetrating kick, and you're kicking it to one of your better shooters on the floor. Good basketball by